This is Paul Gendreza for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm chatting with Lisa Puente of D.A. Blodgett at St. John's. How you doing today, Lisa?
I'm good, Paul. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing well. So for those of who may not be familiar with D.A. Blodgett and St. John's, what's the mission of the organization?
Well, we have been around, first of all, I want to say, for 125 years. We're celebrating this year, so it's a great accomplishment. We're very excited. We have an array of services that range from, you know, kids shelter. It's Kids First, and it's the only one in Kent County, from mentoring, home-based services, you know, our Big Brother, Big Sister program, and foster care and adoption.
Mm-hmm. Now, my aunt and uncle were longtime foster parents, and they found it very rewarding and made a wonderful impact on the children that they had into their home. Can you tell me a bit about the foster care program and how folks can get involved in that?
Absolutely. Our foster care program is for children that come into care for emergency care, and we place them in a home. The goal is to reunify the child with the family, and that's what we want to do, is try to make the family whole again. So we always are recruiting, you know, foster parents that can provide a stable home for the children. You know, some of these children have been through a lot, and so we really need, they need to just be loved and cared for. And so, you know, the process is that you would come in and, you know, give us a call, and I would take some information from you, and then there's an orientation that needs to be attended. And there's a lot of different things that have to be done before mm-hmm. you do become foster parent. There's, you know, background checks and personal references and things of that nature. But you have to have a loving heart, you know, be willing to welcome a child into your home. And, you know, that's how the process starts.
Now, what are some of the main reasons that children are in need of a foster family?
Well, different reasons. They come into care because of neglect and abuse. They have been through a lot. And so, you know, they are removed from the home until the family can, you know, get it together and, you know, with the resources that we provide for them and, you know, just really help them to get back on track.
Now, how many children in the West Michigan area do you guys see are in need of foster parents?
There's a large number. I mean, we serve about 200 children, so there is a very large number. And in Kent County, there's over that, you know, amount of children. Kids come into care every day.
Now, in addition to foster care, you also do adoption. Can you tell me a bit about the need for adoptive parents these days and how one can become an adoptive parent?
Well, the need is high. We do have older children, and that becomes sometimes challenging. People want younger kids, and you know, but we have older children, and they need a loving home. They come with SIB groups. If people are interested, again, they'd call us, mm-hmm. And we would, you know, have them come to the orientation. Our orientation is just fabulous. They do a wonderful job facilitating that and really answering the questions of the potential foster parents or adoptive parents.
Mm-hmm.
They also have to go through a study and, you know, do that home study and everything and get that personal history, you know, and different things that come with that study, and then they would be able to, you know, adopt if they're interested in adopting.
How long does the process take typically these days?
Well, it could take anywhere from 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
So it just depends on how, you know, many visits they have to come out to do and getting all that paperwork, you know, and making sure that everything is, you know, that's required is there.
Now, are all these children from West Michigan?
Yes, the ones that we have for adoption are here from the Kent County area.
Okay. Now, you also have a Big Brother, Big Sister program. Can you tell me a bit about that and how folks could take part in that?
Absolutely. Yes, Big Brother, Big Sister, if you are interested in, you know, being a mentor, and we have a lot of children waiting as well. We come out and do an interview at the home and get to know the mentor so that we know what they're interested in as well. I mean, trying to make that perfect match is what makes it last. So we really get to know the mentor and, you know, find out what their likes and dislikes are or what their interests are, and then we match them up with the child. We give them some profiles of children that are waiting and that we think are a good fit, especially from the interview that we have with the big, and that's what we call our volunteers, our big sisters, we call them bigs, and then the littles,
okay.
You know, the little brothers and little sisters, we call them littles. And so they do have to go through an interview process and a screening process. There's a background check and all that, and so we do take time doing that so that we make a good match, so that it's a long match and lasting match.
And you just mentioned earlier you're celebrating your 125th anniversary of D.A. Blodge at St. John's. And if folks want to visit the website for history as well as information on becoming a foster family or an adoptive parent or a big brother or big sister, what website do they go to?
They can Google www.dabsj.org.
Okay. This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and we've been chatting with Lisa Puente of D.A. Blodge at St. John's. Thank you so much for joining me, Lisa.
Okay, thank you.